We are in the midst of game week here in the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition here on this last final week of the 2021 calendar year here. And I'm going to briefly talk about the offensive line here on tonight's edition of the podcast. If you've noticed anything, at least for this week, all the dailies, at least for a couple on our usual schedule time in the AM, or at least for their position previews, has shifted, at least for the position previews now, to about in between 5 and 6. I've been posting those as well. That's going to continuation into the first weekend of the new year, and of course, leading right up to kickoff of the Tax Act Texas Bowl between the SEC foe 6-6 LSU Tigers. So yeah, we're in the middle of game week here. Just want to bring that up, and we're going to talk just a few minutes about the offensive line here. Obviously, the squad of Cooper Beebe, Josh Rivas, Noah Johnson, Ben Adler, Christian Duffy. We have seen this group throughout the year, some nicks and bruises here and there, but for the most part, I think we've seen this group start all the games this year, at least the home games. Anyways, this has been the starting core throughout the season, and it's, unless anything changes with all of a sudden with COVID, hope not, with these guys, then everything should be good to go. And obviously, I've talked about with these position previews about that chance about COVID and everyone trying to minimize that possibility and trying to give themselves a chance to get to the bowl game. Well, K-State's obviously next this upcoming Tuesday night in prime time. So, you know, if I had a grade to give this bunch, it's tough for me to decide. Obviously, the year Deuce Vaughn has had, obviously banging in a total of 18 touchdowns to this point, a couple by transfer portaled Middle Tennessee commit Joe Irvin. There's a couple there. Skylar Thompson early on this year, the opener against Stanford, where he just ran over a dude from Stanford. I think he's still feeling it to this day. But anyways, I would just give them a solid B. I mean, obviously they had their share. Obviously, last time this group could not get a first down, could not convert a first down and short a few times in this game, so it kind of hurts. I mean, overall, they've been solid for the most part, I think. Now, for a couple instances, yeah, the last time this group was on the field, Cordy Messingham calling these plays couldn't even convert a couple of third down shorts or a couple of fourth and one stops. So that kind of hurts a little bit here and there, and they've kind of had some minor glimpses here and there, but this group has been solid for the most part throughout the year, and I expect that to continue into the Tax Act Bowl game on this upcoming Tuesday night on ESPN. And of course, Noah Johnson, who decided to come back, the captain of this offensive line. Yeah, this is going to be his last game as a K-Stater. Also, Ben Adler, Josh Rivas. So, this middle of this O-line that's been opening up gaps all year long for Deuce and sometimes Joe Irvin as well. This is going to be a big hit for K-State in the offseason. Obviously, no Johnson came back for the same reason. Probably actually followed Skylar Thompson back. The two of them talked about it in the last offseason, about coming back and trying to finish up strong. Well, the two of them have the chance to do that and to knock off LSU on January 4th. So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, the middle of the line, you're going to lose unless all of a sudden, you know, Josh Rivas decides to, you know, return for another year, or Ben Adler. You're going to lose three senior offensive linemen there and a backup tackle at that as well. So that's four. So and obviously K-State's gone out and gotten some recruits on the offensive line. Of course, last year, come to mind, the Manhattan O-line, I can't remember his name right now, he's one of the guys that's going to K-State right now and should compete for a starting, well, even though that's not his position, he should contend for a spot next year. So, I mean, yeah, that's going to be a huge hit next year. And that's kind of a plus and minus game a little bit here. Obviously, the plus, you get Adrian Martinez, but at the same time, he's injured. So you got to wait for him to get 100% healthy. And then on the minus side, you're going to lose Skylar. You lose that general piece up the middle. Skylar Thompson, Noah Johnson, Josh Rivas, and Ben Adler, those guys. So I look for them, the O-line, this group, who I started a ton of games together, to make a huge impact. And obviously, again, I keep referring to this, the LSU side. I don't know who's going to be on the field starting as a whole unit for the defense. It's including the defensive line. Obviously, they're going to have big dudes. And I said it in the running backs look the other night. They're going to have athletes. They're going to have big dudes up front. It's going to be up to this case. Obviously, the battle up front is what's going to dictate this game. K-State O-line, can they push the D-line, the athletic D-line of LSU? In the past, has had some very talented defensive line, including a few that's gone in the first round of the NFL draft, so that I can remember anyway. So yeah, back in those days, they had the talent up front to stop any running game. But here, I haven't paid much attention to LSU all around this year. Obviously, the record says that much. But I think K-State can have an opportunity to open up holes for number 22 in the backfield, and maybe possibly open the opportunity to some jet sweeps as well, and maybe one or two tricky racing plays at that. So I look for y'all O-line to come out there in Houston and give it their best. I mean, this is your last game. Obviously, it's going to be the first of the new year, but the last game of the 2021-2022 season. You want to end on a high note, and I think they have an opportunity to do that. The opportunity is there. They're going to have to execute. That's the bottom line. Can they execute, especially when it comes down to those short yard situations? Seems, at least lately, late in the second half of the year, this O-line, the coordinating mess scam, they can't execute. They can't push the pile. I mean, you can't get 1 yard. for whatever reason, it's hard for those guys to get 1 or 2 yards up front. They're going to have to do that. You're going to have to push the pile, especially. There's going to be situations in this bowl game where you're going to get, obviously, I can bank that right now. Third and shorts, maybe a critical 4th and 1 possibly down the line somewhere in this game. And Chris Kleiman, Colin Klein, they're going to want to go for at some point in the game. And you're going to have to step up. You're gonna have this O-line, they're going to win this game. Definitely it matters in the trenches. So definitely Noah Johnson, those guys are going to have to step up for sure if they're going to beat LSU on January 4th. The Purple Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, and a few more outlets out there. Be sure to subscribe if you're a K-State fan, K-State alum, K-State student. Make sure you're subscribed. Spread the word about the Purple Project Podcast, the Tax Act Texas Bowl, January 4th, next Tuesday in prime time on ESPN. That's going to do it for me on this edition of the PPPD edition. And make sure you are subscribed and download to this podcast. Me and Alex will be getting together this week to record. We're really to record the last episode of the Pro Project Podcast for 2021, even though it probably will come out on the first weekend of the new year. So definitely you want to make sure you're subscribed. All right, folks, that's going to do it for me. For now, Eddie Greer, go Cats. This has been another edition of Triple P.